This is the Expanding Spiritual Awareness Call on February 1st, 2017. Right now there are four of us on the call. Let me say that the calls vary sometimes in terms of what we do. A common theme has been that we get a spiritual train that takes us on a journey. And the journeys have been either on Earth to the past or the future. They've been to other planets. So we just pause and get direction. And sometimes we get guidance from ascended masters and teachers and guides. It's a process of then listening and following the guidance, and then listening for any insights that we are given as well. I invite each of you to share whatever it is you're perceiving or hearing, and that's about it. Any questions about the call or what we're going to do?
No.
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 Okay, so let's just get quiet for a moment and see what kind of direction we are given. I do get that we are going to take a train ride tonight. So we're going to ask the train to come to us. And the train is here and the doors are opening. And could everybody get on the train, please? We can all be in one car, or you can be in a different car. It feels like we're all on the train. And the doors are closing. And let's see who is guiding the train. Who's taking us? I'm getting that we have two guides, Angel, St. Michael, and Jesus. Anyone sense anybody else guiding us?
Yes, I get Mother Mary.
Mother Mary, okay, so we have three guides. Anyone sensing anybody else? Okay, the train is starting up. And let's see if we can sense what the destination is. I get that the destination is Earth. Let's see time and place. I'm getting that we're going to the year, I guess it's in between 2039 and 2040, the turn of the year. And we're going to a location about 100 miles away from the North Pole. and the train is arriving. I don't remember my geography of the North Pole very well, but it does appear that we are coming to a place where there is land.
The tip of Greenland?
Is it the tip of Greenland? Yes, it feels like it. The very top tip of Greenland. And why are we coming here? I'm hearing Mary saying something like, we're coming to nurture the earth. Please tell us more. As you all know, she is saying, the climate on Earth has been getting warmer. There are many winters where the whole North Pole area is completely covered with ice. And there are now more frequent times when it is not completely covered with ice. And in this case, we're standing on ground that is frozen but not heavily covered with snow and ice. And she says, look around. And sense what it feels like at this place on Earth.
To me, this place is feeling confused.
Say a little louder, please.
This place is feeling confused where we're standing. The earth itself, the snow, the ice, the earth, the land. I get the sense of confusion. It doesn't seem like, I thought I always knew what I was supposed to be like, but now I'm not so sure that's right, which I find very interesting. So it's like, I thought I was supposed to be colder, but now I'm not always colder. And I feel like there is a shift. I'm going to say this is what I'm getting. So, can you hear me?
Yeah. Just keep speaking a little louder, please, or directly into the phone.
Okay. So, what I'm getting is wait a minute. Okay. They showed me a picture, and it's like our axis has tilted somewhat. The earth has made a shift. The physical earth has made a shift. And as much as you want to blame mankind for creating this global warming, it really isn't all our fault. It's also that the earth actually has made this tilt for a reason, for because it needs to do whatever it is that it needs to do, because it wants to, they want things to change, or the earth wants to change, and they can't feel, and the earth feels like it can't change, or it can't make us see what needs to be done until it really does something drastic. And it's not like we can get a big crane and put it back on its axis. And it doesn't matter that things are going to change, because eventually it will right itself and everything will be okay. But this is a way for the earth itself to let the people know how to not make a correction, but to become more aware of what they're doing. And because we are affecting some parts of the earth, but they want us to be more loving to the earth, more caring for the earth, and we're not being that way. So the earth says, kind of like, I'm going to take it in my own hands, and I'm going to make you pay attention.
Good one.
Yeah, I'll have to say that's true. I can see, like, blue sky, and I see ice, and I see land, and it all seems very blue. It's a light color blue. It's the color of the sky, and it's also very, you know how some parts of the earth, when you're some places on the earth, the sky is really pristine blue, and on other places, it's just blue. Do you know what I mean when I'm saying that?
I think so.
Well, the air and the earth itself, I mean, where we're standing, feels that way, feels this just perfectly wonderful, pristine air and color blue. It's, to me, it's really a marvelous experience.
And it's funny because I also feel like the earth is nurturing us while we're here.
Oh, yeah, I agree, 100%. It's nurturing us because it knows that we, who have traveled here at this time, are aware of what needs to be done, and we are, like, given this responsibility to take back with us to our time the important thing, which is to pray and to love the earth. I don't know how the four of us can do it on our own, but I think if we do it, others will just kind of somehow join us.
Well, let's do this. Let's each of us focus on a strong midline, a strong central core, right up and down through our bodies. And let's feel that energy. You know, it's like light and energy and strength. Let's feel that energy go right straight down into the earth as well. In fact, what I feel is, as each of us focuses on our midline, it actually helps our connection better as well.
I also feel, Leroy, do you feel that Mother Earth is saying to you, thank you? Because it also is feeling that midline strong current or energy that we're putting into the earth?
Yes. As we focus on our midline and as we connect with each other, it's amplifying the energy that's going into the earth right now. And so the nurturing that we're getting from the earth, we also want to feel that nurturing energy go back into the earth and to feel it spreading around the globe, actually.
from the inside of the earth out.
Aha, cool.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's just exactly what I'm feeling.
Now, notice how, as you say, there's only four of us, but we're a little geographically dispersed, so we're coming into the earth at slightly different angles.
But doing it in 2039, 2040 is going to reverberate back to 2017 and make, make it stronger back there where we are now and what we're doing right this minute.
Yes. And let's do this as well. Think of a time when you were out in nature and you were feeling particularly blessed, or you're feeling a oneness or the beauty, just like you were talking about the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Let's each one of us remember a time when we were appreciating nature and just again feel that energy going into the earth. And what's anybody noticing now?
Well, nature appreciates the positive energy that we're giving back to them.
Yes. Oh, cool. Yes.
Because nature understands us and nature has a feeling, like plants, they have feelings. They feel you when you talk to them or you say something to them nice, they feel much better. I have had my own experience that I had the plant, I speak into the plant and it gives him good positive energy, it grows better and more lively. So I believe in nature a lot. So from the nature goes into the Mother Earth, and Mother Earth be happy too. So therefore, it could get spread out.
I agree. I feel like Mother Earth is saying thank you for us giving it this energy, this little extra boost right now. I just feel really that it feels, the Earth feels really good about this.
I'm reminded of the ocean as well, and how in the summer I get down to the ocean as often as possible, and being in the water and the kind of oneness that it feels like being in the water.
Oh, yeah, you just touched my heart. I love water. I love the nature.
Did you say December? You go swimming in December?
No, in the summer. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, whoa. Good for you.
No, not me in December.
Definitely in the summer, but...
But the other thing I notice when I'm in the water is that every wave is different. And it reminds me how every way is different, and yet the ocean is all one. And it's like each one of us is different, and yet there's a oneness to us as well. It's like we're like an individual wave, but we're one with all of the earth and humanity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel a lot of gratitude coming from the earth.
Do you feel like, are you seeing, not everybody can, I understand that, but I'm feeling like these beautiful little flowers are showing up where we are standing in 20, 39, 40, around us, because
yeah.
we're standing
yeah.
on this earth, and these beautiful little flowers.
They're like little yellow flowers, you see?
Actually, what I saw was sort of a very unusual, I can't tell whether they're purple or blue, very dark blue, a very unusual color of a flower, but it's so beautiful, and it's like saying thank you. It's the earth's way of, because they are so unusual, saying, we got your message, and we're thanking you. But they could be any color for you, for whatever color you like.
Yeah.
No, because I just saw like a green and a white flowers and yellow. So.
Well, good. That's a good color. Those are good colors. Happy colors.
Yeah.
The earth feels almost luminous to me. There's wonderful energy in it. Well, I believe we're being invited to get back on the train. So, could everybody please, the doors are open, everybody please get back on the train. And the doors are closing. And the train is starting up again. I'll ask our guides to please tell us where we're going next. I believe we're going further into the future. Are we going to stay on Earth? Yeah, we're going to stay on Earth. This time, I believe the train is going to be circling the Earth. And let's see, what year is it? I believe the year is 2090. And my understanding is that we're going to get an image to sense what the impact we had when we were there earlier. Let's see, where is the train going? I guess it's going right directly to the North Pole now. And I do believe that is water. And the train is coming to a stop. And I don't guess we're going to disembark this time. But we're going to sit here at the North Pole and look around and see what we observe, what we sense. what time of the year is it? Feels like it's early May. And it's bright. What is anybody else sensing?
I'm sensing animal life. that several of the colder animals, that like sea animals, like the what's it called? The beluga whales and the beluga dolphins and the, I think they're called unicorn dolphins. They have a swirly,
oh,
maybe
yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have all transitioned from cold to a less cold water, but they've made it, and they're leaping out of the water, and they're happy to see us, and I get a lot of fish are coming around, like the place where we are and the car we are in, like they're underneath us and they're swimming back and forth and they're happy to see us.
It does feel very alive and joyful.
Yes. I feel like the North Pole isn't really the North Pole now. The North Pole is somewhere else, sort of. You know what I'm saying about the Earth has tilted? So we know what you mean when you say the North Pole. But from what I sense here in this train at this moment, where we are was the North Pole, but it's not the North Pole anymore. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I was kind of thinking of the physical, you know, right straight through as compared to like the magnetic North Pole, which is different. I was thinking the geographical North Pole, but you're saying you've heard that is actually shifting from what we understood it to be.
From where it is right now in 2017, the Earth has shifted so that the North Pole in 2900 is water, not ice. But there is a North Pole. It's just that our axis, the Earth's axis, has changed a little bit, and so it's not exactly... I'm feeling it's not exactly where we...
I
think of it as now.
I am sorry to interrupt, but I believe because the positive and the warm energy we gave to the Mother Earth, and she really feels warm, that's why maybe North Pole starts to change, become more warm, and the ice is melted and becomes a little water. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, to me it does. It makes perfect sense.
Let's once again focus on our midlines and feel that energy go straight down through our bodies, right again down toward the center of the Earth again. I kind of sense the center of the Earth radiating to us.
Yes, do you feel it pushing back a little bit? I don't know exactly how to explain that, but I feel like it's pushing back.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like something like through my feet coming back up to me, like pushing into me.
Interesting.
The energy.
So what do you, is the earth giving us back energy, or is it, I don't know what it's doing.
It feels like a nurturing energy to me, again, coming from the earth.
Yeah, it's a positive energy. It's a warm and friendly energy. It's not a negative energy.
You know, I believe maybe Mother Nature, Mother Earth, feel like, you know, the saying, if you be good to me, I'll be twice as good to you. It feels the same way, giving back us more than we gave.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
That's what we all feeling, that energy coming back to us. Like appreciation, what we gave to Mother Earth.
I agree.
Liz, can you sense what you're getting? And no need to talk if either.
What the others are saying resonates, and I agree that the earth gives us great abundance, always, even more so when we are good to it.
I keep kind of sensing the strong central core of the earth down the, if you will, the circular dense center of the earth. Feels like it's radiating energy out in all directions.
Mm.
It's funny, we tend to think of being pulled down because of gravity. And yet it feels very much like it's radiating out and nurturing as well.
Yes, that's the kind of effect I feel like I'm getting too.
I believe we're being invited to get back on the train.
Well.
Oh, we never got off. We're still there.
I knew what you meant.
What I was sensing, actually, is that our next destination is up toward the sun, looking back at the earth.
Mm.
What year are we?
Oh, good one. Let me see. And where are we actually? So the train is leaving. And what year are we going to? Measured by Earth years. We're going back in time. To what time? It's earlier than 2000. Is it earlier than 1900? No. Somewhere around 1910.
1910?
Uh-huh. Don't particularly know the significance, but that's the year it feels like. And where are we in space? In the direction of the sun, but still not too far from Earth. Okay, so how many thousand miles away from Earth are we? Feels like we're about 500,000 miles above the Earth and looking down at it. 500,000 miles, that would be like something like twice the distance, let's see, of the moon, isn't it?
Well, we look pretty small. The Earth would be pretty small. I'm surprised we'd be able to see it at all.
Well, remind me, I think the moon is something like 235,000 miles away.
Not my field of expertise.
And, well, it's probably not mine either right now. But so we're like twice the distance, so the Earth will still look pretty large when you think of how large the moon can look and how much bigger we are.
Yes, but at 500,000 miles, wouldn't we be able to see the other planets as well?
Yeah, just, I guess, the same, you know, like we can see them. We can see them now. They would still be pretty distant. We need an astronomer among us right now.
Yeah, we do. What are we doing?
So, well, we're stopped and we're observing the Earth. We can see the Earth, and it's 1910.
We need to find out what happened in 1910.
Well, it was a time of relative peace.
Wasn't that just after the First World War?
No, First World War didn't finish until 1920 or 21, something like that.
So maybe it was before the First World War.
Yeah, it was before. And the war before that was the Spanish-American War in 1898, so that's why I say it's kind of in between.
So maybe it was a time when there was no war at all, anywhere.
That feels like about that time. We're further out, but I'm reminded of the, you know, the images that they show from the space station as it goes around the Earth. We're farther out than that, obviously, but I was thinking of how beautiful the Earth looks. Well, let's ask, why are we here?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. From Earth, and maybe the distance that we are in from the Earth, we could look at the Earth from every angle and appreciate it more.
And I hear St. Michael saying, when you look at the moon or the sun or the planets, you tend to be thinking of looking at the physical. What is your physical reality? look back at the earth now and sense the ascended angels and masters and guides. Who surround the earth, who nurture the earth, who nurture each of you. There's a deep, deep spiritual caring and connection . This earth was created, yes, physically, and is being tended by wonderful spiritual beings. Just as each of us have angels and we get guidance. It's a little planet, and yet spiritually it's big and wonderful, with light and love and power. And that is radiating out. We tend to think of how small the earth is compared to the galaxy we were in and the apparently billions of galaxies that are part of the universe. And yet here we are. We can look through and see images of these billions of galaxies. And we can choose either to feel, oh my goodness, look how small we are, or to radiate this love and energy throughout the entire universe. And I hear Michael saying, we did not come here to be small. We came here for a home for spirits and for being born into this physical reality. And we are blessed by the miracle of birth and by the spiritual insights and direction and presence that we get. So let's just give thanks for this earth, for the human race. Let's give thanks for all living things, all inanimate things, everything that goes into what this earth is composed of. Let's be grateful for every aspect of it. And for our ability to connect as we have from different geographies. And to share our spirit, our perspective, our thanksgiving. And our train is bringing us back to Earth now. We get to look at it like they do on the space station as we come back. And we're back to the present time. And the train doors are opening. And let's give thanks to Jesus and Michael and Mary, Mother Mary. For their guidance and for our sensing what was going on. Any other thing anyone's perceiving or hearing to share?
No, I'm just hearing to pray.
Well, I believe the gratitude is the best thing for everything that we have, or even the things we don't have, we have a gratitude towards it. And I learned from experience in my life, you give gratitude for the things you have, you give gratitude what you don't have, also is good.
I feel very peaceful, and my hands are buzzing with energy.
Yay!
Yay!
So are mine. Mine are throbbing with energy as well, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for everybody.
Good.
Thank you, Leroy.
We had a wonderful trip. It was a lovely trip today.
Yeah, thank you all for coming on the trip.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night,
Leroy. All the very best.
Thank you. Same to you all, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.